英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一美文，欢迎上我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon.
欢迎各位同学登录到我们的在线直播间和全国各地的小伙伴们一起来收听今天的美文。周一了 ，It's time to relax and read some new stories.
Yeah, relax, sit back and listen to what we have to say today.
每个周一呢是最休闲的哈，是最 relax 轻松的，因为我们其实就是坐在凳子上啊，躺在沙发里听一点比较有意思的故事。
Yeah, the stories we are reading every Monday, they are very interesting. They not only teach you English, they also teach you some lessons that you can apply to your own life.
Exactly. We listen, we learn, we experience, we improve.
Yes, for sure.
今天这一则故事有些长，大家要听好，这是一个很好的故事，名字叫做 The Death of the Old Me, 老我之死，或者咱们可以翻译的稍微文学一点，叫永别了昨日之我。
Now, before you think, oh my god, we're going to read a very sad story, The Death of the Old Me, someone is dying? No, of course not. It is a story about a man who changed his life completely after something very bad happened to him.
其实这个故事呢是关于一个人他如何在生活当中呢重生。因为现在呢是一个新旧交接的时刻，是吧，大家都在准备着过新年。我们节目也想为大家准备一些这方面的素材，让大家在一边收听的过程中一边想一想新的一年要怎么来面对自己。故事讲到说，当生命遭遇一场意外的重症之后呢，一个人啊走到了鬼门边上。生活当中这些疾病啊逆境啊都是时不常的突然间出现，你都防不胜防。他呢侥幸的捡回了一条命之后啊，诶，却因此陷入了悲观失望当中。
Yeah, this story is about a man who used to be a workaholic. He was a person who only cared about working, making money, and not really about spending time with his wife and family. Well, on New Year's Day, something really bad happened to him. He got a very severe brain disease and made him suffer so much pain and discomfort that he first got very angry that the disease happened to him.
对，你像他身上吧，在他身上发生这件事情就是正好在这个新年的时候发生的。你看他这件事情他经历的时候呢，他是非常的带着憎恨的心情啊，他憎恨这个命运怎么这么不公平，为什么是自己遭遇到如此的不幸，为什么这种事情发生在自己身上。
Yeah, he was first like being a little kid. He was like, oh, it's not fair. Why did this happen to me? Like, why? I had everything under control and now this happens to me. Well, actually, he deserved it.
其实我们都不用到医院去看一看，我们每个人自己的生活当中多多少少都经历了很多很奇怪的事情，是吧？
Yeah.
觉得为什么没有发生在别人身上，发生在我身上呢？就是这种心态。他带着这种心情呢活了好几年，直到有一天呢，一位心理医生用了一种不同寻常的方式开导他以后，哎呀，他终于开始懂得了要放下这种怨憎，去开始呢新的生活，也就彻底告别了昨天的创伤之我。
Yeah, so actually what happened to him was a blessing in disguise.
这是一个很美的短语， a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, it means that something bad that happens to you, even though it's very bad, it can be something that actually saves you from worse.
这篇文章呢，所有啊，经历过被命运的重拳击中的人，都值得一听。好，接下来我们进入到今天的故事 Part 1.
The death of the old me. I began the day just like I did every other year.Constantly complaining while getting dressed. You see, every New Year's Day, for years, we would go out to eat breakfast at a nice restaurant with my wife's family. We never went to church, only out to eat. I never wanted to go, so I would never feel good, or if necessary, even fake an illness. Some years, it actually worked. This year, we went to Perkins.After ordering, I began to get sick and started complaining to my wife again. She said, Shut up. You pull that stunt every year. But this year, it isn't going to work. You're not leaving. In fact, I had done it so much that I wasn't even sure myself. Although I was dizzy and felt like visiting the restroom, I hung in there. We ate, then we went home. When we got home, I felt much better. And I promised my wife that I would spend the day with her because I rarely did. After an hour or two, I became increasingly bored and started to think about the week ahead. I was a fairly successful workaholic sales rep for a very large international food company. I was addicted to stress, money, prestige, lifestyle, and social status. My salary was straight commission based on sales. I was very similar to a compulsive gambler, only I couldn't lose. It was legal, honest, and best of all, very rewarding. And besides, we had bills to pay. I had a lot of bookwork to do, so I went to get some.
好，这是第一段。这整个故事呢，就是关于如何面对命运对你的出牌。所以，如何去进行反思，去振作，去开始新的人生。好，我们从第一段开始读起。
I began the day just like I did every other year.Constantly complaining while getting dressed.
开场第一句说 I began the day, 啊，我开始了这一天 just like I did every other year, 就好像我过去的每一年的这一天一样，没什么两样。Constantly, 不停的 complaining, 抱怨着 while getting dressed, 啊，一边呢穿衣服，一边呢不停的发牢骚。
You see, every New Year's Day for years, we would go out to eat breakfast,at a nice restaurant with my wife's family.
您瞧瞧 ,every New Year's Day, 每年新年的第一天 ,for years, 多少年来啊 ,we would go out to eat breakfast at a nice restaurant with my wife's family. 我们一家人啊都会跟妻子的这个娘家人一起啊去一家不错的餐厅吃个早餐。
Yeah, we often do that, like it's a custom we do at New Year's Day, that we all go out to eat breakfast or brunch at a nice place.
哦、oh, 原来老外过新年第一天的习俗是这样的啊。
Yeah.
啊就是全家人一块出去吃个早餐。
Yeah.
共同迎接新一天的开始。
We never went to church.Only out to eat.
啊，当然，我们也从来不去 church 了，我们只是出去吃个饭罢了。
I never wanted to go.
啊，说实话，我从来都不想去。
So I would never feel good, or if necessary, even fake an illness.
咱们看这位主人公啊，其实根本就不真心喜欢这样的生活。
Yeah, he really doesn't seem to like anything. I mean, he's already getting up complaining and like, he even doesn't want to spend time with his family.
您看他是个什么样的个性，第一句其实就说明了，天天都在抱怨。Complaining, constantly complaining. 一大早起来睁开眼睛穿上衣服就开始在抱怨生活。说实话，这样的事情他不喜欢，但是要例行公事也没办法。So, I would never feel good. 每当这种时候非得去做这种事的时候，我都感觉不好。Or, if necessary, 如果必要的话，就装个病。Even fake an illness.
Yeah, to pretend you're sick, to fake an illness.
啊，你说陪家人吃个饭，一年就这一天，还要装病，你看看，心中没他人呢，啊。
Some years,It actually worked.
哎，但有些时候呢，这一招呢，还挺奏效的。
This year, we went to Perkins.
啊，今年呢，我们就去了这个 Perkins 餐厅，应该还是比较高档的，比较不错了。
Yeah. Perkins is a North American, dining restaurant that gives breakfast throughout the day. So every time of the day, you can eat breakfast there.
哦，好，这个美国人呐，北美人都知道这个 Perkins。是非常不错的餐厅了。
After ordering, I began to get sick and started complaining to my wife again.
哎，就在今年，这个事情有点变化了。以前是装病，没想到这一次呢，真的来事儿了。
Yeah, he really didn't feel well.
啊，狼来了。After ordering, 刚刚点完餐 ,I began to get sick. 我就开始感觉到身体有点不舒服了。And started complaining to my wife again. 就再一次呢开始向妻子抱怨起来。
She said, shut up. You pull that stunt every year.
妻子却说你闭嘴吧，每年都玩这一套，今年没用了。你看这个短语 pull that stunt.
Yeah, to pull a stunt, that is an expression that means to do something silly or annoying. So she actually says, you do that annoying thing every year, or you do silly like this every year.
对，开这种蠢的玩笑哈，就 pull that stunt, 又把这套拿出来玩，每年都玩这套，没用了啊。This year, it isn't going to work. 没用了啊。You're not leaving. 你甭想离开。
In fact, I had done it so much.That I wasn't even sure myself.
这个人也是幽默哈，他说哎呀，事实上呢，我老是这么做，以至于我也不确定今年自己是不是真的病了。
Yeah, like, am I really sick or am I thinking it, huh?
装太多了以后自然就成真的了啊。 I wasn't even sure myself.
Although I was dizzy and felt like visiting the restroom.
不过事实上呢，我确实感觉到啊有些头晕目眩 dizzy, D-I-Z-Z-Y, and felt like, 甚至想呢 visiting the restroom, 还是想啊想找个休息室待会儿。
I hung in there.
诶 hung in, 我们学过了 hang in there, 对不对，是什么意思啊？
To continue doing something in a determined way, even though it's difficult. So it's like,Okay, I'm going to do this breakfast. I don't give up. I have to continue. I hung in there.
字面意思是挂在那儿。我们节目讲过多次，其实它的本意就是坚持住。我还是坚持住。你看这个先生也不容易啊。
Yeah.
真病的时候还坚持在那儿。We ate, 我们用晚餐 and went home, 就回家了。
When we got home, I felt much better.
回到家以后哎，感觉好多了。
I promised my wife that I would spend the day with her.
我答应了妻子，什么呢？ I would spend the day with her. 我呢，这一天呢，都会陪她一起过。
Because I rarely did.
因为我几乎不这么做。Rarely 是几乎不做，罕有的。
He almost never really spent time with her.
你看，连家里的亲人都没时间在一块儿。
Yeah.
都没时间做，没时间。
After an hour or two, I became increasingly bored and started to look for something.
你看看，这个刚答应说这一天我都陪你过吧，刚过这么一两个小时，呀，就觉得 increasingly bored， 怎么越来越无聊啊
？Yeah, he was not interested in his wife apparently that much.
哎，这就是你看，其实我们生活中很多人都是这样的。
Yeah，
在生活里你根本没有办法静下心来。
And he started thinking about the week.
马上就开始思考这一周的工作安排了。嗯，明天我做什么？后天我做什么？啊，大后天有个会，然后要出发要去哪里？
I was a fairly successful workaholic sales rep for a very large international food company.
大家都会好奇了，这是个什么样的人啊？啊，这么静不下心来啊？结果他就自我解释到说，我是一个 fairly successful， 我还是个相当成功的 workaholic 啊，工作狂式的 sales rep， 销售代表。Rep is short for
representative，
代表。哦，原来是忙销售的。
Yeah, a sales representative is someone who travels to different places and then sells products or services of a certain company.
怪不得这么忙呢。Yeah. 跟什么公司工作呀？
For a very large international food company.
哦，原来是一家规模非常之大的国际食品企业。哎，那他的生活压力挺大的。
Yeah, like he's probably under a lot of pressure and very stressed every day.
可想而知这样的生活啊，咱们其实每行各行各业生活都不容易，是不是？
Yeah.
生活都挺艰难的。但是他这个人呢，他是有点逼迫他自己的意思。为什么？下面他说了。
I was addicted to stress, money, prestige,lifestyle and social status.
好，他知道自己啊，在生活当中非常沉迷于一些事情。Be addicted to something 就是沉迷于无法自拔。
Yeah, he is unable to stop doing what he is doing, like he's addicted to it.
他沉迷什么呢？第一 ，stress，
Yeah, like that you're nervous and under a lot of pressure every day. That is stress.
就是那种紧张感。压力、啊、
yeah.
每天都必须给自己点压力要有危机感、啊、第一他沉迷于这个第二他沉迷于 money 金钱
prestige
你的威望你的威望你的声望
lifestyle
你过着什么样的生活方式
and social status
就是社会地位明白了其实就和生活中咱们大部分的人一样沉迷于名与利。
Many people are like that, yeah.
对，因为我们要为自己争取更好的生活啊，争取一种更有钱的生活方式，争取被更多的人所敬仰啊，在历史上留下自己的名字。
My salary was straight commission based on sales.
好，这句话怎么理解？我的薪水呢是 straight commission based on sales， 后面知道基于我的销售业绩嘛。前面呢
Well, commission that is like a part of the salary of a salesperson that is based on the amount of money he or she brings in the company by selling things.、
Ah.
Well, if your salary is straight commission, you only get a part of the money you earn by selling things for the company. You don't get a base salary or something. So if you have a month and you don't sell anything,Then you don't earn anything, even though you tried.
哦，咱们做过销售的朋友应该都知道了，这个 straight commission 就是纯佣金制，就是提成啊，是不是、
yeah.
？Based on sales， 卖得好挣得多，
yeah.
卖得不好挣得少。
I was very similar to a compulsive gambler.
我这个人呢？和我的工作生活方式呢特别像啊 be similar to a
compulsive gambler
compulsive 是那种有强迫性的、啊、
yeah that you must do it if you're compulsive in doing something you must do it you cannot stop doing it it's all in your head of course
哎，停不下来的有强迫症的 gambler 赌徒
yeah a gambler is someone who likes playing with money who likes risking money in the hope of winning more money that is gambler
所以在这里呢 compulsive 我们也可以理解为是一个嗜赌如命的赌徒
yeah、
啊、我跟这个赌徒啊基本上就是一模一样的
only I couldn't lose
唯一的区别就是我不能输我输不起
It was legal, honest, and best of all, very rewarding.
我的工作是 legal, 合法的 honest, 的诚实的而且 best of all, 最好的是 very rewarding, rewarding 这个单词报酬丰厚的。
Yeah, he could get a lot of money out of it. And besides, we had bills to pay.
再说了我还有养家糊口呢。Have bills to pay 这个短语的说法意思就是要养家呀有很多账单要去支付啊
I had a lot of bookwork to do So I went to get some
好说回来这个时候呢不是陪家人在一起过啊，这个消磨时光嘛这个时候呢 I had a lot of bookwork 我还有很多的文字工作啊，没有去完成了所以呢 I went to get some、啊、我就待不下去了我就想先去忙一会儿好接下来第二段
Upon returning, my wife said No you don't, mister You promised I replied something to the effect of I'll sit here on the couch and work on the piano bench That way, I could get some work done while being with you She didn't bother arguing because she knew me Then suddenly, out of the blue Wham! It hit meI fell off the couch onto the floor, wallowing in paper. I was really sick now. I tried to get up, but kept falling. I was trying to get to the hallway where I had two walls to hold me up, but I couldn't. I kept laughing, telling my wife I didn't know what was happening. After a visit to the bathroom, we headed for the emergency room. All the way there, I had a towel over my head because I couldn't tolerate the sunlight. I could no longer see or walk. I was carried to the emergency room where I was examined. I was told that I had an inner ear infection. To go home and get to bed and stay there. And that it would take at least a week to get well. And that I would get worse before I got better. At least... He was right about the last part. After a week of living hell, doing exactly as I was told, I woke up in a different hospital, where I was informed that I had experienced a severe case of the brain stroke and should have come in much sooner. On a scale of 1 to 10, my stroke was an 11.
哦，听到这故事的继续了，看来是因为啊，工作太辛苦啊，把身体给累垮了。
Yeah. Could be that he was just really under too much pressure at work, therefore he neglected to take good care of himself, like eat healthy, exercise regularly, and yeah.That's what you get.
这个拼命三郎呢，在现代社会当中越来越多了，其实也不是说很少见罢了。
Yeah, it happens a lot.
但这也不是什么错，因为这个人要拼命工作总是一件好事情啊。
Yeah.
好，来看。
Upon returning, my wife said, No, you don't, mister. You promised.
回来之后，不是他就先去忙去了嘛，哈。
Yeah.
好，回来以后呢，他妻子就说，不是吧，这位先生。No, you don't, mister. You promised. 你可是答应过我的啊！你看你现在。
Yeah, she's a bit mad. Well, I would be too, actually. I replied something to the effect. I'll sit here on the couch and work on the piano bench. That way, I can get some work done while being with you.
I replied something to the effect 的意思就是说我大致是这样回答的就是说哎，这样吧你也不用生气 I'll sit here on the couch 我坐在沙发上 and work on the piano bench 用那个钢琴凳当办公桌来工作怎么样这样的话 I can get some work done 我一边可以完成一些工作 while being with you 一边可以陪你嘛是不是
She didn't bother arguing because she knew me.
她也没有和我争辩了，因为她了解我。
Then, suddenly, out of the blue, wham, it hit me.
突然间, suddenly, out of the blue.
Yeah, if something happens out of the blue, it happens completely unexpected. You totally don't see it coming.
所以 blue 这意思吧跟 blue 没有关系啊。
No.
Out of blue 的意思是突然间。然后还有个短语特别漂亮叫做
Wham, it hit me.
Wham, it hit me. 是什么意思呢
Well, wham is like a little bit similar to the sound you hear if a door slams or if someone or something hits you. Like wham. Then the expression it hit me,That means something very suddenly and unexpected happened to me and I didn't like it. So if you paste those two together, then you can kind of imagine that he's kind of hit, not physically, but like in a figuratively way.That he, by something bad, something unpleasant.
它是一种比较抽象的啊，说明击打的方式。你想啊，要是对有人对你出拳，肯定是砰的一声，
yeah.
砰的一声响。但是如果是一种事件降落到你身上，它也有点像这种突然间砸中的、突然间击中的意思。When it hit me， 不知道是什么，可能是个病呢，突然发作了，叫 When it hit me。
I fell off the couch onto the floor, wallowing in paper.
突然间呐、啊，这个身体一沉，就重重的从沙发上摔了下来。Fell off the couch.Onto the floor, 摔到地上 wallowing in paper, 啊倒在他的什么文件堆里。
Yeah, wallowing, that's to lie on the floor and roll around. So, like, he was like, really in pain. I was really sick now. I tried to get up, but kept falling.
这一次是真的病倒了。Really sick now. I tried to get up. 我试图站起身来 ,but kept falling. 没办法每次呢都是摔倒在地站不起来了。
I was trying to get to the hallway where I had two walls to hold me up.
我呢试图着 get to the hallway, 走到这个走廊上去。那个地方呢 where I had two walls to hold me up.那儿呢我可以有两堵墙能扶着站起来
But I couldn't
但是都没法走过去
I kept laughing telling my wife I didn't know what was happening
这个时候呢我还继续保持着我的笑容哈、
yeah.
还告诉自己的妻子说 I didn't know what was happening. 哎，我真的不知道这是怎么回事，到底怎么了。
After a visit to the bathroom, we headed for the emergency room.
好了，去了一趟洗手间以后呢，我们就直接的奔去了医院的急诊室。We headed for, 头朝向哪个方向，也就是 go to 的意思。
Yeah, to go to head for.
嗯，就去了这个急诊室了。
All of the way there,I had a towel over my head because I couldn't tolerate the sunlight.
嘿、hey, 大家看啊，如果咱们听友当中有医生的，你们来看看这是个什么问题。
Yeah.
就是在这一路上呢 ,I had a towel, 一条毛巾 over my head, 头上一直敷着毛巾。因为什么呢 ?I couldn't tolerate the sunlight, 因为我受不了阳光的照射。
Yeah, the sunlight probably hurt him or probably hurt his head, so he couldn't tolerate it.
啊，看这生活吧，挺有意思的。平时都装病，哎，装着装着就在这一天发病了。
Yeah, now it's for real. I could no longer see or walk.
这个时候，既不能看，也不能走，啊，两眼漆黑，无法行走。
I was carried to the emergency room where I was examined.
然后我就被带入了 emergency room, 急诊室。在那个地方我开始做检查。I was examined.
I was told that I had an inner ear infection.
我被告知我有一种什么病呢叫 inner ear, 内耳 infection, 炎症。
Yeah.
内耳炎症。
To go home and get to bed and stay there.
没办法。回家睡觉吧，然后呢，卧床静养了。
That it would take at least a week to get well.
医生说呀，这病呢 ，it would take at least a week， 怎么着也得一周以后才能够 get well， 才能够好转起来呀。
And that I would get worse before I got better.
这什么意思？
It means that he first has to go through a lot of pain and suffering before it would get better. It's usually like that with infections or with illnesses. Like it's going bad and bad and worse and worse. And then it gradually becomes better.
哦，就是说 I would get worse before I got better. 在我变好之前情况可能会变得更糟糕。
Yeah.
所以医生也说不清楚你这个病到底会不会好，反正很可能会越来越糟糕吧。
At least he was right about the last part.
啊、哦，至少他最后半句说对了，意思是什么 ？It getting worse.
Yeah, the doctor was right about it would get worse before it would get better, but about the rest not, because actually after a week of living hell.Doing exactly as I was told, I woke up in a different hospital.
对，这都是一开始的一些病情的诊断。当然了，这疾病远远不止中耳炎这么简单了。
Yeah.
就在一周以后，经历了人间炼狱后的一周，英文中说叫做 after a week of living hell. Living hell, 住在地狱里。
Yeah, like that's an expression we use when we want to describe that we experience somethingterrible.
对。
Oh, that closet was a living hell. Or I went to that museum. God, that was a living hell.
嗯 ,living hell 可以用在生活当中很多你不喜欢的、
yeah.
让你觉得很受折磨的生活经历里。
Yeah, anything you experience that you really don't like,Like really don't like, then you can name it as a living hell.
相信这种 living hell 的感觉，每一个生过病的人都能够知道。
Yeah.
有时候啊，我们很脆弱，是吧？感冒发个烧啊，
yeah.
在床上起不来了呀，都觉得哦 living hell, 哇塞，好难受，好痛苦啊。
Yeah.
啊，中耳炎嘛，这很痛苦。然后呢
？Where I was informed that.I had experienced a severe base of the brain stroke.、
Oh, 我醒来的时候已经在另一家医院了。哎呦，转院了。Where I was informed, be informed, 就是被告知了。啊，我被告知说什么呢？这下诊断书来了。
I had experienced a severe base of the brain stroke.
原来我已经经历了A severe base, 非常严重的 of the brain stroke, 脑中风。
Yeah, I don't know if you all know what a stroke is, but it's like the sudden death of some brain cells in a very important part of the brain. And that important part is called a base. So, like, suddenly, a part of your brain just stops working.
Base 是基础阶段。我已经过了严重的脑中风的基础阶段了。
Yeah.
我应该早点来医院的。
And should have come in much sooner.
Should have come in much sooner. 早就应该来，早点应该就来治疗的。所以它其实耽误了时间，被以为是这个 inner ear affection。
Yeah.They first thought he had an inner ear infection, but definitely not.
实际上是脑中风，但是他耽误了一段宝贵的治疗时间。到这个医院来的时候，事情已经很严重了。
On a scale of 1 to 10,
如果说这个脑中风会分为 scale 级别1到10级的话，
My stroke was an 11.
我的这一场病啊，已经是11级了。
Yeah, so he's like...very in a bad condition. So like his stroke, it wasn't like very minor, like a 1. It wasn't very like a lot, like an 8 or a 9. No, it was more than that. It was an 11.
你都已经超越了人家的标准了。啊，11到10级，你是11级了。这个时候你已经看着谁在前面向你招手了吧。好，这接下来会怎么发展呢？第三段。
Later.I heard a doctor tell a nurse that my brain was swelled, so tomorrow they may have to drill holes in my head to relieve the pressure to reduce additional brain damage. Then I heard the nurse ask why they were waiting until tomorrow. The reply was, he is in critical condition and needs to stabilize. He may not even live through the night. That got my attention. A few weeks later, another doctor told me that Richard Nixon...died the same week with a stroke. But it was like comparing a peanut to an elephant. He was the peanut, but I was the one that lived. I was very lucky to be alive. I didn't feel lucky. In fact, I was very bitter. Why me? Why me? Years later, while seeing Dr. Vincent, my upteenth psych, still trying to get a respectful answer, I asked him the same question thatI had been asking preachers and psychs for years, why me? He just smiled and softly replied, why not you? What makes you so special? Do you think that you're the only one with problems? We all have problems. It's our attitudes and choices in life that makes the difference. You can continue to blame the first emergency room doctor and take it out on the world for what you have lost, or thank God for what you have left.You could be on dialysis or an iron lung, blind, deaf, mute, lost your sense of feel, taste of smell, or even be brain dead. Not everyone is as lucky as you.
好，接下来。
Later, I heard a doctor tell a nurse that my brain was swelled.
一直都模糊不清楚啊。接下来我就听到一位医生呢就告诉护士说 my brain was swelled.我已经有这个脑肿胀的这个症状了。
Yeah, my brain was larger than usually, larger than it should be, swelled. So, tomorrow they may have to drill holes in my head to relieve the pressure to reduce additional brain damage.
所以明天他们就必须可能要怎么样 drill holes.
Yeah, to make a hole.
就钻洞啊。在我头上钻个洞以来降低脑压 to relieve the pressure to reduce additional brain damage 从而降低呢额外的脑损伤的风险
Yeah, to avoid that he would get more damage to his brain they wanted to make holes in his head Then I heard the nurse ask why they were waiting until tomorrow The reply was he is in a critical condition and needs to stabilize. He may not even live through the night.
然后我就听到护士问说为什么要等到明天呢 The reply was, he is in critical condition. In critical condition. 情况紧急很危急 and needs to
stabilize.
Stabilize. 先要稳定下来啊。
Yeah, that it doesn't get any worse.
他可能 熬不过今晚了。He may not even live through the night.
That got my attention.
这完全引起了我的注意。这等于宣判了这个死亡的这个书了、
yeah.
是不是
?A few weeks later, another doctor told me that Richard Nixon died the same week with a stroke. But it was like comparing a peanut to an elephant. He was the peanut.
几周以后，另外一位医生告诉我说 ，Richard Nixon。好，大家知道这是谁吗
？Yeah, that was the 37th president of the United States, and he served, as a president from 1969 until 1974.
嗯，美国的前总统尼克松 ，Richard、yeah. Nixon died the same week with a stroke. 他就在脑中风的啊、得脑中风的那一周。去世的
Yeah, to the same disease actually, to the same thing that happened to him.
对，一模一样的情况。It was like comparing the peanut to an elephant. 啊，我与他之间的差别呢，就像是花生和大象一样。
Yeah, but I was the one that lived.
He was the peanut.
Yeah.
他就像花生，而我呢，却活了下来。
I was very lucky to be alive.
我能活下来真的是很幸运了，是不是
?I didn't feel lucky.
哎，问题就在这儿了，这不是都大难不死了吗、
yeah.
但是这个人并没有感到哪怕一丢丢一丝丝的幸运 I didn't feel lucky 事实上我更多的感觉是
In fact, I was very bitter
我内心很痛苦很苦闷很愁苦啊 Bitter 就是苦的 Bitter B-I-T-T-E-R 为什么苦啊
Why me?
为什么是我摊上这种事儿呢？啊，凭什么是我呢？我这工作生活一直挺好的呀，对不对
？Yeah，
啊，事业又很好又成功，然后呢，生活各方面也挺好的。
Yeah， he's really thinking like why me? I did everything right. I had a good job and a very good career. Why didn't happen to me?
对呀，我也没有做过什么伤天害理的事情啊，为什么是我呢？为什么呢？你看生活中的很多事情降临到我们身上的时候。
Yeah.
这些意外啊 ,when it hit me,、
yeah.
降临到你身上的时候你是不是一直在想这个问题你一定要把想通说这个事为什么要发生在我身上呢但是你想不通有几个人能想通呢想不通因为我们无法知道命运是怎么对我们出牌的。
Years later, while seeing Dr. Vincent, my umpteen psych, still trying to get a respectable answer, I asked him the same.Simple question that I had been asking preachers and psychs for years. Why me?
就这样，好些年过去了，好些年过去了。当我见到文森特医生的时候 ，I see Dr. Vincent, my
umpteenth psych.
Psych 也是心理医生的一种说法。这个 umpteenth 就很有意思了。
Yeah, that means that、uncountable. You kind of emphasize that you lost track of how many, but a lot. It's another word for saying a lot, but it's very exaggerating, very dramatic.
夸张的说法，无数个了，数不清了啊！意思就是说呢，这几年啊，
yeah.
看过数不清的心理医生了。
Yeah, seen a lot of psychologists already.
用现在流行的话来说，并没有什么 L 用哈。并没有什么用 My upteenth psych 这已经是我的第无数个心理医生了我也没有抱什么希望吧我仍然会问他试图会去得到一个同样的答案、trying to get a respect answer 一个什么
yeah, a respectable answer an answer that would make him satisfied that he'd say okay I can live with this、
哎、我也想去得到一个让我能够欣然接受的答案是不是他在问人家他在向他的心理医生要求一个答案就是为什么这个事情会发生在我身上、
yeah.
他要求的是这个 I asked him the same simple question 还是问了一个我这些年无数过问过的简单的问题我问过谁 preachers 我问过牧师我问过
psychs psychologists
各种心理医生我问过无数人这样同样的一个问题就是 why me
he just smiledAnd softly replied, why not you?
这位医生啊有点与众不同。嗯他微笑了一下然后呢轻轻地说了一声说为什么不能是你呢
What makes you so special?
让你有什么特别的
Do you think that you're the only one with problems?
你以为只有你遇到这个问题吗？世界这么大。
We all have problems.
我们每个人都有自己的问题啊。We all have problems.
It's our attitudes and choices in life that make the difference.
好，这句话非常关键，成为全文当中的啊亮点睛之笔。怎么说的？再听一遍啊。
It's our attitudes and choices in life that make the difference.
是我们的对待生活的态度以及我们的选择 that make the difference 是我们在生活当中遇到问题时候的态度和选择决定了我们的生活
You can continue to blame the first emergency room doctor and take it out on the world for what you have lost
当然了当然了你完全可以去责备、You can blame 责备第一个急诊室的医生他不是耽误你的病情了吗、
yeah.
是不是 And take it out on the world Take it out on the world 是什么
Well, if you take it out on something That means you get rid of your frustration By doing something like violent or unreasonable Like aIf you are very angry or something, sometimes it helps to break something, right? To break something useless. You feel better. But that is not, of course, how you solve a problem.、Then you only take it out.
Take it out 就是向全世界发泄你的不满、你把它拿出来对着世界发泄 what you have lost, 对那些你已经失去的东西因为这种命运的不公平而对你造成了损失你可以对全世界发泄。
Or...Thank God for what you have left.
或者你也可以感激你现今拥有的一切。
You could be on dialysis or an iron lung, blind, deaf, mute, lost your sense of feel, taste or smell, or even be brain dead.
你本来可以的，你本来可以正接受透析治疗，或者带着人工呼吸器。或者已经失明了聋哑了失去了触觉味觉或者嗅觉甚至已经脑死亡了
Not everyone is as lucky as you
可不是每个人都像你现在一样幸运的多年以后还能站在这里向我问问题
Yeah
所以这个医生的视角完全不一样
Yeah His point of view is definitely not the same If he put it that way Then there's no need for him to be bitter and upset that it happened to him No He's in fact very lucky that it happened to him
医生的视角就是说看看你现在有多幸运吧
Yeah、
不要再纠结于你自己有多苦了多不幸了 He continued 来我们继续往下读
Many peopledon't get a second chance.
他继续说你知道吗这世界上有很多人他们甚至都没有第二次活下去的机会。一次脑中风以后 ,game over, 生命就结束了。没有这么多后来的这些婆婆妈妈的事儿了。
We are all given only so much time here on earth.
We are all given, 我们被给予了。就那么一点时间活在人间啊 ,all given only so much time here on earth. So much time 是很多吗
?No, not so much.
Only so much, 就是就这么一丁点时间活在这个世界上。
We need to use it wisely.
我们还是要明智地利用它们呢。
And that, you of all people should know that.
这样的一些事情你包括你所在的这些人 You of all people should know that 都应该了解这一点就是生命很短暂
You can continue to waste time wallowing in your pride and self-pity Or make the most of the time that you have left
你可以继续去 You can continue to waste time 大家看后面这个短语用得非常好 Wallowing in
Yeah, to roll around inBut, of course, not literally, figuratively, like to, like, surround yourself by something, to wallow in.
任自己沉溺于叫做 wallowing in, 啊任自己沉溺于 your pride and self-pity, 啊沉溺于你的那种骄傲 和你的 self-pity, 自怜。
Yeah, like you feel like that something that happened to you is unfair and that your situation is worse than other people's.
对，因为你的自我很大，你觉得你是应该被善待的人，你觉得你经历了这些事情又很可怜，这些都是你的 pride and self-pity, 凭什么是你，凭什么就不该是你。
Or make the most of the time that you have left.
或者啊，你可以沉溺于骄傲和自怜，当然你也可以充分利用你所剩余的时间。
It's your choice. And besides, you are already on rock bottom anyway. And the only way from there is up.
对了，反正呢，你已经是吧，你有自己有选择权，你做 A 选项或者是 B 选项，你自己定吧。同时呢，同时 you're already on rock bottom, 你已经在什么谷底了。
Yeah, you're already on the lowest, on the worst level possible, rock bottom.
And the only way from there is up. 接下来呢，就慢慢的开始爬升了，对不对？
Yeah.
哎，这也是一个看事情的一个比较明智的啊一种视角。
This guy was good.
这的确是一个很优秀的心理医生啊。
He talked to me, not down at me in a way that I understood.
哎，他是在跟我交谈。而不是呢 down at me in a way that I understood, 而是没有以我熟悉的方式来 down at me, 来对待我。
Saying like, you must do this, you shouldn't think like that, you should do that. That is to talk down at someone.
对，而不是说啊，你应该做这个，你应该做那个。他没有以这种居高临下的方式来跟我讲，他是在跟我谈。
Not like others, up until then. Or,Maybe I just wasn't listening.
他不像我之前见过的那些啊，在这之前叫 up till then、
yeah.
见过的那些心理医生一样。Or maybe I just wasn't listening. 或者我只是没有听进去他们的话罢了。反正嘛，这么多医生也听不进去，就这个听进去了。
Anyway, he struck a nerve.
不管怎么说 ,struck a nerve. He struck a nerve, 就是他真的是触及到了要害。关键之处，前面有个括号叫 "When the student is ready" 啊，这个呢就是比较，怎么说呢，就是一个比较深奥的说法了哈、啊。当学生准备好的时候
，Yeah, it's like when the student is ready, his master appears. That's an idiom in English we have. That means that you learn the lessons you have to know the best when you're ready for it.
对，英文中有谚语叫做"学生准备好了，老师就会出现"。这句话呢比较的深奥啊，大家呢如果领悟不了也没有关系，他只是在个加了个括号说了一下，意思就是说我自己根本就没有想要去听人家怎么给我解答这个问题。
Yeah, before he was just not ready to listen to any advice.
对，我根本没有准备好去聆听意见的时候，所以别人任何人给我讲都是没有用的。作为一个学生来讲，我还没有 ready， 但是一旦我 ready 了以后，我的 master 才会出现。不管怎么说，这个人触及了要害。
Anyway, he struck a nerve. It was then and there, after wasting years at carrying a tremendous grudge, that I finally broke down and let go.
就是从那个时候开始，就是从那个时候开始，我终于啊，我终于摆脱了怨恨。这些年怀着极大的怨恨，浪费了那么多年的时光，最后终于是摆脱了怨恨，就释然了。I broke down, finally broke down, and let it go. 释然了。
It wasn't pretty, and to this day, it is very difficult for me to talk about without getting emotional.
这事儿呢，一点都不精彩。Wasn't pretty, and to this day, 直到今天，我都很难以平静地谈论它。Very difficult for me to talk about without getting emotional. 很难不带着感情地去谈论它，很难。
I stopped hating, and realized that God, friends, family, health, and time here on earth are the only truly important things in life.
从今天开始呢，我停下了，不再去怨恨了 ，hating 停下来了，停止向世界发泄了，同时也认识到了 ，friends, family, health, and time here on earth are the only truth important things in life， 只有这些啊，世间的朋友、家人、健康、时间才是唯一真正重要的东西。
Also, the most abused，
当然也是最多被滥用的。
Instantly。Life took on a new meaning.
一瞬间，生活因为有了这样的认识以后，赋予了全新的意义。
I was warned several years before the incident. I would have had a heart attack or stroke within 10 years if I didn't slow down and change my ways.
其实静下心来想一想啊，在多年以前我就已经被告知过啊，我就已经被人警告过说 I was warned several years ago I would have a heart attack if I didn't slow down and change my ways。如果我不放慢生活节奏，不改变工作生活方式，十年之内就会患上心脏病或者中风。
Believing that it only happens to someone else and old,
但是我当时认为这事儿怎么也能发生在别人身上吧。
Yeah, like, oh, that doesn't happen to me, that only happens to other people, to old people.
对，我们日常人的生活模式和思维方式就是天灾人祸，哦，那是发生在别人身上的事儿，跟我没关系。
Now, I am permanently impaired, both mentally and physically.
而现在呢，我已经是 permanently impaired, 啊，遭受到了永久性的损害 both mentally and physically, 啊，精神和身体上呢都已经受到了永久的损害了，这种损害已经不可逆转了。
But I have become aware enough to know that I should have listened and considering the possibilities.
但是我已经充分地意识到了Now, I should have listened. 我其实早就应该听过当时的那场告诫，并且呢，考虑它的可能性的。
Yeah.
只是我都根本就太自负了，太自负了，
yeah.
根本听不进去这种事情可以发生在我身上。
He was too busy with like himself, with like, doing things for himself, making money, earning money, etc. Constantly being successful.But he should have listened.
他有一个非常自负的自我啊，非常大的一个自我，在那个地方觉得啊，我怎么可能输，对不对？我怎么可能人生遭遇不测？怎么可能呢？根本第一，首先就不听告诫，充耳不闻。
And yes, I am a very lucky person.
但是现在，现今经历过这一切以后啊，他终于转变了心态，认为到自己呢，其实还是一个挺幸运的人。
Yeah.
要接下来好好把握自己的人生了。
He finally realizes that he is a lucky person after all. And he doesn't complain anymore. I don't think he will get up any New Year's Day anymore pretending to be sick or complaining. No, I think he would get up at New Year's Day and think, oh, what a wonderful day. I go take my family out for breakfast. What lovely that I'm here.
只有当你自己真正理解了自己的命运的时候呢，你才能够释然。否则别人不管怎么说，你都理解不了，你也会去钻那个牛角尖，为什么是我？大家听完这个故事以后，想一想，当命运给你出一记重拳的时候，你怎么去面对呢？是待在那个地方一直埋怨命运的不公吗？是让自己继续生活在生活的阴影里吗？还是站起来呢？
Like, the story tells us a lot of things, and one of them is like, it all depends again how you treat bad things that happen to you, what your attitude is,to bad things that happen to you. Of course, no one likes illnesses. No one likes a stroke or something. But usually, it also has a lesson for you. It happens for a reason. So try to see the lesson in each unpleasant situation you find yourself in. Try to think about, okay, is there a problem in the way I deal with this? Or is it really a problem that I cannot help?
有些事情呢不是我们自己造成的，但是呢有些事情是我们自己造成的，每一件事情的发生都是有原因的。当然如果你要去思考原因更好，你能够悟得出原因那更好。当你不知道原因的时候，你只能怎么样，继续站起来啊，站起来继续前行。
Yeah, I mean, if it didn't happen to this man, then he would have continued for years and years, and like, then at his retirement, maybe he would have been divorced and like have many problems with his wife or, his family or something because they got mad at him. And yeah, like now he's actually enjoying life and is happy every day.
不是每个人呢都经历过这鬼门关走一回，但是生活中每天发生很多事情，对我们而言都是不大不小的打击。你永远不知道命运怎么对你出牌。你看，拿到顺境之牌，有的时候人会觉得，哇，这理所当然的，我厉害嘛，当然了，然后开始贪婪的索取，无度的挥霍，然后突然之间命运就会经历一种翻转，顺境就变成逆境了。所以人如果不仔细去体会命运怎么对你出牌这种深意的话，你的生命就会变成泥潭死水。
Yeah, you cannot control your faith. You cannot control external things that affect your life. But you can control the way how you respond to it.
中国古人说，未知死焉知生呢？昨日种种死，今日如何生？啊，命运是自己来决定的。就像这位所说的一样，啊，What's really important?
Yeah.
Is what makes a difference is the way that you are making the choices.
Yeah.
所以命由己造啊，每一张牌其实都与你的命运是匹配的。与其去怨天尤人，不如深思熟虑，置死地而后生。好，今天的美文就和大家一起读到这里。谢谢 Judy 老师。
Thank you all for listening.
谢谢大家的聆听，咱们下次见。